certainly do appreciate you joining us again as we kick off the second hour. This is Stephanie with you.
And Brett.
And Michelle.
Yes, indeed. And we are Free Talk Live tonight. In case you're just joining us, we are filling in for Mark and Ian, who are the normal hosts of our show. And they're away at a talk radio convention doing some promotions for Free Talk Live.
In New York City.
Yes, the big city.
I'm jealous.
They like to say it like that salsa commercial, New York City. I think a lot of people know that reference. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to the show, and we're glad to have you here. You can always go to, let's see, m.freetalklive.com, and freetalklive.com is, of course, the website for the show, but m.freetalklive.com will get you access to the streams of Free Talk Live. You can listen anytime, 24/7, from your mobile phone, so always a good place to visit. And get ready! It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and it's happening this June 20th through the 26th. Will you be there?
I will be there, yes.
And I will be there, too. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is a week-long camping event held at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. From live performers to family fun to agorism in action, Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. What are you waiting for? Be a part of the premier freedom event of 2011. Visit porkfest.com today. That's PORCFEST.com. And that is guaranteed to be a blast. I'm very much looking forward to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Absolutely. Should we talk about some of the names that you
sure.
could check out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of them is sitting here in the studio.
Oh, I mean like the big names, like Jamie Crane from Wheels Off Liberty.
Yes, he is going to be a big name, and he's also going to be a big drunk, I think we can safely say.
Yes.
And yes, Brett is referring to some of the speakers that are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. We've got Stefan Molyneux, a philosopher I think we are all familiar with and respect. And
he was a big draw last year.
Yeah.
And he was so much fun. I didn't make it to his talk because I was doing something else, but I was there for the Soapbox Idol,
mm-hmm.
and he and Chris Lawless, another guy here, and Gardner mm-hmm. were the panelists for the Soapbox Idol.
Yeah.
They were hysterical.
Yeah, and a Soapbox Idol, of course, is a rant-off
mm-hmm.
where you compete for having the best rant,
yep.
and the judges are kind of some luminaries in the Liberty Movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a very interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it involved some nudity.
Oh, that's right! Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I can't remember what he's going by now. Voluntary is
something.
Yeah, but Scott Geyer is his name, and he actually dropped his drawers. That was funny.
Yeah, but of course,
that.
I don't think we might be driving people away from Porkfest rather than encouraging them to come. But, I mean, really, it's a very interesting place. It's a week-long camping festival, and it's a bunch of people who love liberty, who understand the ideas of freedom, or maybe who are just liberty curious, who are gathering in the woods to meet each other. And, of course, you know, we mentioned Stefan Molyneux. We've got Adam Kokesh speaking. He was one of the protesters at the Jefferson Memorial who was arrested for dancing a couple
yes.
of weeks back, very
mm-hmm.
heroically. We've also got Julian Heichlin, who is...
Oh, my gosh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. And we've got Larkin Rose, who's also a famous civilly disobedient tax freedom advocate,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. And as Brett mentioned, Jamie Crane, who is a host of Wheels Off Liberty, a podcast which is about... Well, it's...
yeah, this is
a lot
this
of
is
jokes.
The other show that I do.
Yes.
And it's,
yeah, in addition to the School Sucks podcast, which
yes.
is Brett's show.
But this is my dirty little secret. And it's really terrible, and I encourage you not to listen.
Well, a little reverse psychology there. Where can people go if they want to hear the archives?
You can go to Wheels Off Liberty. They can find it on iTunes. And
okay.
it's part of the rotation on LRN, the Liberty Radio Network.
Yep.
And the website is wheelsoffliberty.com.
Yep, and they got some free plugs there. But anyway, we're very excited about all these speakers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the best thing about it is just meeting people who really get the ideas of freedom. If Michelle, you mentioned feeling lonely when you lived in California, that there weren't too many people there who are really into the ideas of liberty. Well, Porkfest is your place to go
right.
if you really want to meet people who you can connect with on a deep level. I think.
1,000 people.
1,000 people.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's a difference. It's like, you know, sure, there. You know, I lived in many states and whatever, and so of course I, you know, gravitate toward people that shared common beliefs and everything. But the idea that you are surrounded by people that share common beliefs, and you know, even if you don't, you know, share exactly the same beliefs, it's okay, because the idea that you're free to do what you want and think what you want, and I'm free to do what I want, think what I want, so long as neither one of us tries to use force against the other one, that's fine. Sure. So, you know, you mentioned it, something might turn someone off. Well, you know, you can go to church on Sunday morning there and go listen to a sermon. Or not. You can go to Buzz's bigger dance party or not. You can go listen to Larkin Rose or not. So there's really something for everyone that is liberty-minded there. Absolutely.
Yep. Very nice description. And we did have a call on the line that was waiting very patiently. Jimmy in Texas. Let's bring him on. He wanted to talk about the psychic who tipped off the police to some dead bodies on somebody's private property, which, of course, turned out not to exist. Jimmy, are you there?
I am here. I actually used to, I guess it was last year that I was the government teacher at Liberty High School in Liberty County.
Oh, my.
Really? Wow. So, wait, you're teaching about government in Liberty High School in Liberty County?
Well, I actually was. I got fired for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance and other than that.
So. Wow, yeah. That takes guts.
That's all right. They gave me a pretty good payoff, and I got into law school, so it worked out for the best, I guess. But what I wanted to comment about was, it was so funny when that happened. I've probably 10 or 15 of my former students, as friends on Facebook now. They were seniors in high school, and now they're all in college. Mm-hmm. And they all started sending me emails on Facebook talking about, how do they get probable cause for a psychic? And I actually, the judge that issued the warrant, I taught his daughter in class.
Oh, gosh. You have some personal connections. And we should mention for anyone who's just joining us that Liberty County is the location of this article that we were discussing a little earlier, where a judge issued a search warrant for somebody's private property and police came in full force and messed up the person's property because a psychic had called the police with a tip and said that there were dead bodies on the property.
And after they searched it once and found none, she said, she or he said, no, you went to the wrong place. Now, did they in fact go back and search again?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, anything else you wanted to add? What do you think about this? This happened basically in your backyard.
I think it's, well, I actually don't live there anymore. I live closer to the Mexican border now. But
gotcha.
It's, yeah, I know. It's actually not that bad down here. It's a bunch of stuff on TV. But the it's just par for the course in that area. It's very, we love George Bush. The textbooks that I had to teach out of were horrible. And I actually didn't teach out of them, so I've got about 15 kids that are in college now that are studying government. So
I have a question I want to ask you, Jimmy. What inspired you not to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say pledge my allegiance to a government that'll use a psychic as a form of probable cause. Number one.
And that's one of the amusing things, amusing things that they do.
I actually, I had my kids in class, I had them do a project over the Pledge of Allegiance, and once you kind of learn about it and who came up with it and the ideas behind it, it's not something that I wanted to do anymore, and I actually did that about 5 years ago, and since then I started kind of waking up to...
And Brett, you're familiar with that, right, about the history of the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. It was written by a guy named Francis Bellamy, who was a socialist. And if you go and look at his body of work, and his brother's name was Edward Bellamy. He was an author. He sort of wrote futuristic, utopian, not dystopian, but utopian visions of society. And, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance is a ritual. It's an indoctrination ritual.
Yep.
That, you know, people are being forced to do before they have any ability to think critically about what they are pledging allegiance to or what that even means. I remember saying that, not even knowing what the words meant.
Thanks a lot for the call, Jimmy. Nice to have someone's perspective who was in that place where the psychic raid took place. And this is Free Talk Live. We'll be back. You can call us 1-800-259-9231. More coming up.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to our show. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Brett.
And I'm Michelle.
Indeed. And, of course, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. That is our website, freetalklive.com. And at the cam page, you can see us actually doing what we do on video as we do the show. And I believe it's also the most up-to-date stream. So if you're interested in seeing what we look like in the studio, putting a face to a voice, you can go there to check it out.
See what we're eating.
See what we're eating. Yeah, it's pretty exciting, actually. We had some agorist chef cooking next door. So we had a voluntary exchange that was just between us and this chef, who will go unnamed. And there was no government involved, except, I guess, the food taxes. He probably had to purchase the raw materials, and there are always built-in taxes in that. But
special orders don't upset him either.
Absolutely, yeah. Is that from a song or something?
Oh, it was like a Burger King.
Special orders don't upset us. Yeah.
Lettuce, onions, pickles, lettuce, special orders don't upset us.
Yeah, that was some effective advertising on their part, because it
harkened back. I remember it 35 years later. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we do have a call on the line. I believe we have Mowgli listening in Athens, Ohio on WAIS, and he wants to talk about firearms in California. Mowgli, are you here?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, nice to speak with you tonight. And I believe you're referencing an article that we discussed in the first hour of Free Talk Live tonight, which was about the California legislature voting to exempt themselves from gun control laws while still applying those laws to the rest of the population. So did you have some comments about that?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of, you know, when you guys were talking about that whole story, you know, in particular, I guess what made me want to put in a call was when you or the other person was telling the story about their friend that was, you know, so paranoid about firearms that they didn't even want to be in the same house or whatever when they came to visit.
Right. That was Michelle.
Yeah. Right, right. And, you know, and it's amazing because if you were to actually look up, you know, the things that actually end up, you know, killing and being responsible for death, it's, you know, cleaners and all this other kind of stuff that kids get into. The last time I checked, guns weren't even on the list as far as, like, top 10, you know, ways that accidents end up happening involving kids, you know. So it's like they're so afraid of a firearm, they don't, won't even come over. But, you know, the house is, I mean, geez, if you got a set of stairs for a little kid, that can be pretty dangerous, you know what I mean?
Well, as I understand it, most accidents with kids happen because the kid is not really familiar with how to safely navigate the house or isn't aware that an item might be dangerous, like, for instance, a poisonous chemical or something.
Or what about all the kitchen knives? I mean, like, I have these awesome kitchen knives, and they're just out on a magnet, you know, board or whatever, so that they're just on my wall.
Oh, how irresponsible.
I know. But, you know, so there isn't, at this point anyway, any laws against, you know, 11-inch blade kitchen knives.
Well, in the UK, they do actually have those laws against long knives. Only chefs have the license to possess them. But I think the point is that the key to this situation, you know, helping kids stay safe at home, is to educate those kids and say, you know, these things are for adults only, or these things might be dangerous. This could hurt you. You know, don't play with the knives. It's not safe. We don't want you to get hurt. We care about you. We love you.
And be responsible. We were talking earlier about self-government. You know, I mean, if something in my home, like a firearm, was discharged and, you know, I killed someone on account of that, I think that I would have to provide remedy. And that is one thing that seems to be lacking in understanding about people who look at us anarchists or voluntarists, you know,
people
minimal
believe
government
in
people.
Self-government. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they don't realize that we are strong proponents of not only being responsible for your behavior, but also providing remedy and restitution in the event that you harm someone or harm their property.
Yeah, excellent points. I mean, self-ownership implies self-responsibility, too. So if you are responsible for, I'm sorry, if you own yourself, then you are also responsible for the consequences of your actions. And that ties into restitutive or restorative justice, as you said. And in this country, I think I think in the U.S. there is this system which tends to punish people who do wrong or who do things that are illegal, which aren't necessarily wrong. And I don't think that's the right approach. I think that if something is a crime, it has a victim, and the victim should be made whole and, you know, compensated for the damage that was done to them.
Now, you have some, there are some pretty liberal or relaxed laws regarding guns in Ohio, if I understand correctly. Is that right?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, currently there's some talk in the state legislature about, like, a a bill to allow concealed carry in bars or something like that. But by and large, it's kind of a non-issue, really.
But you can go in without anything other than, I don't even think you have to have a driver's license, right? You can go and go to a gun show and purchase even an automatic weapon, right?
Well, gun shows, now, the way I understand it, that's pretty much the way it is for a gun show anywhere. You know what I mean? Gun shows is like a mass group of private sellers, basically, you know, to private individuals.
Some states don't allow private sellers, actually.
But, yeah, by and large, you know, it's pretty, I mean, and I live out in the country, too, so it's almost a given that everyone has a gun. And what's interesting is, like, I grew up in the city up in Columbus, and, you know, things like shootings and home invasions are really common, whereas, you know, I live down here in Athens County in, like, Appalachian part of Ohio. And, you know, if there's a shooting or something like that, I mean, granted, it happens from time to time, but it's, like, huge front page news because it's a big deal. It doesn't happen a whole lot. Whereas in Columbus, it's like, oh, there's a traffic accident on I-70 and there was a shooting on Livingston and the weather is, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's just kind of a normal part of life, whereas here, you don't see a lot of home invasions and things because everyone knows. I mean, if you run up in someone's house, there's a real good chance you're going to get killed. So you probably shouldn't do that, you know. And that's not something that's like irrational or crazy. I mean, it's ridiculous for someone to expect you to live utterly defenselessly. And you know, that was what I was going to mention was like, you know, talking with people that are so hypersensitive to firearms and weaponry in general. You know, I've had success getting them to see the light, so to speak, by talking about, like, you know, the same mentality behind a seatbelt. You know, when you get in a car, you don't, you know, actually expect to get in an accident on your trip to the store. You're not paranoid about the fact that that might happen. You know, you click the seatbelt because, if something unexpected happens, you either got it on or you don't. You know what I mean? You're not going to have time to...
It's kind of a last resort, I would say.
I'm glad you mentioned the whole car argument because, you know, there people die in car accidents, so should we make cars illegal?
Oh, you know, and I love that, you know, when you hear people be like, well, there's too many rounds in the clip or something. And it's like, if you've ever seen an experienced shooter, I mean, they change clips in the blink of an eye. I mean, it really, if you made it six rounds a clip, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter for someone who knows what they're doing, you know, for trained for that. But you know, to me, the counter argument to that for people who are like, oh, you know, assault weapons and magazines, let's ban those. You know, they're like, oh, you can have a gun, but you don't need to shoot that many bullets.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting. Mowgli, thanks for the call tonight, and I kind of wonder if your name is a reference to the Jungle Book, is that right?
Totally is. Mowgli Rock.
Awesome, thank you so much for calling us. And this is Free Talk Live. We'll be back in a few. Call us 1-800-259-9231. Give us your thoughts. Free Talk Live, we'll be back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed out from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world. And yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled, nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Welcome back. This is Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for listening to our show tonight. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Michelle.
Yes, indeed. And we are back for another segment of fun and excitement. And if you're looking for ways to promote our show, Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get all kinds of graphics, all kinds of other materials to get the word out about the show. If you enjoy listening, spread the word. And Brett has a message for us.
Yes, and don't miss the SACL CAI Fun Compound at Porkfest in 2011. Get your drink on. Play some cornhole, which I'm hoping is some kind of a game.
Maybe.
The Fun Compound will be the home of Fix Brewing. Get your custom limited-run Porkfest commemorative beer mug and fill it with a tasty beverage. Try the Sticky Porcupine, the Molotov Hefe, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think so.
Or even the gluten-free FR33. Also featuring the Agar's Drinking Fountain, wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary. Chill out with an ice-cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. Get your lady where she is trying to go every time with a tall L. Osborne.
Where is she trying to go?
I don't know. I would ask her first.
I heard that was really, Ian said, whoa, about the L. I think that was somebody, but about the, is it the L. Osborne or the L. Osborne?
The L. Osborne. Oh, I missed English speaker. I missed an accent.
L. Osborne.
L. Osborne. Oh, okay.
Get out your mariachi, baby.
Located directly across from the outdoor stage, the Fun Compound will be the place to party at Porkfest 2011. SACL CIA, CAI, Fun Compound, liquor up front, cornhole in the rear.
Oh.
That's great. Who wrote that copy?
Sorry. It had to have been Jason.
My guess would be Jason Osborne.
Yeah, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Free Talk Live.
Big supporter of a lot of stuff.
Appreciate him. Yeah.
Yeah, I was fortunate last year to be in a cabin. And Jason was, like, in the cabin next door.
Oh, so, you mean at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Yes. Uh-huh. And so, you know, the kegs were right there. And I still have my mugs and everything. And, yeah, so he's pretty staid sort of fellow. So it's not that he's the life of the party. He simply provides the life for the party.
Well, he's certainly a stand-up guy who knows a lot about economics and a lot about philosophy of liberty, and so definitely worth checking out and talking to. Worth talking to. I think you should check out his butt or something.
Yeah.
But you should.
Okay.
But what
I'm
was
only halfway through the show and we're already going there. Okay.
Yeah, we're already going off the wheels. But but what I wanted to say was that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is Porkfest that Brett was referencing in the ad, you can meet all the people that you hear on the show, or most of the people that you hear on the show anyway. And, you know, you can talk to them. You can have conversations with them, as well as a lot of other people that, you know, maybe you hear about on Free Talk Live. They're kind of like these mini celebrities, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I think Brett will be recognized at Porkfest, and people will be coming up to him and saying, "Hey, you're Brett. I've heard School Sucks podcast, and I've heard you on Free Talk Live."
Well, that's always nice when that happens.
Indeed. For sure it is. So, anyway, what were we talking about? I'm more I got so
other
derailed
than
by the...
in the front and cornholing? I mean, what?
I got so derailed by the cornhole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think, you know, we were talking in the last segment, we had a call from Mowgli, and he was discussing, you know, kind of the idea of how to keep kids safe, I guess, in a free society mm-hmm. where there aren't these laws and regulations governing everything. But, you know, I think... before the show, we were kind of discussing a little bit of a personal incident that involves kids and autonomy.
Oh, right.
And that was something that happened in Michelle's life. So I don't know, do you want to discuss that a little bit? Give us a brief rundown, because I think it's an interesting discussion
absolutely.
Topic.
Sure, absolutely. I have no problem. So pretty much the listeners know that I have, you know, three teenagers, and, mm-hmm. and I actually talk about them quite a bit. And they're all under the age of 21. If they're teenagers, yes. But in any case, one of my sons requested that that a girl send him a picture of herself nude.
Uh-oh.
And
is that called sexting? Is that what the kids call it?
Yes, but it was over, he communicated this via Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an internet situation.
Okay.
And so she complied. And she went ahead and did that, mm-hmm. and the parents phoned me hysterically. Well, my son's in Germany yes. right now on, yes. you know, visiting some friends and things. And so getting a call, you know, regarding my
well, you were probably
behavior,
blindsided. You were probably like, well, what the heck just happened? How was I supposed to have any control over
this? Well,
there were several
messages on my cell phone, and a lot of people don't have my cell phone number. And there weren't actual messages, just... calls so I could see the number, and I called the number and said, "Hello, I'm not sure who's calling me, but you've called several times and haven't left a message, so could you tell me who you are, and are you trying to get a hold of me?" And I get a call back, and from this just irate, distressed parent saying, "We have a problem. We have a situation." And I said, "Excuse me, but I don't know who you are. You might want to start off by introducing yourself and not involving me in your collective thought to start with. some manners here and etiquette might get you further with me." And so he stepped back, and the phone conversation was unsuccessful, and I told him not to call me again. I then, you know, waited an hour or so and sent him a text message, because I simply wanted the option of not having to be attacked. But mm-hmm. he did threaten me as well as my son with involving his lawyer and the police and the state. And I was able to communicate to him that I consider that a threat of force.
Sure.
And that
absolutely.
I don't respond to that. And so, you know, that juncture said, "Do not call me back." We sense, you know, had correspondence. And, you know, really what it was is that he's scared. He's upset. He doesn't want to see his teenage daughter's naked body, you know, for mm-hmm. all the world to see mm-hmm. on the internet. And, you know, and I explained to him that although You know, I don't think that my son is really mature enough to be sexually active at this point. The fact that he is requesting naked pictures of girls, mm-hmm. I don't find that abnormal or surprising. You know, I mean, no. First of all, I think that the human naked body is nice to look at.
Oh, sure.
You know, sometimes.
Both sexes.
And the fact that you can, you know, send a photo of a sculpture done by Raphael or something like that, mm-hmm. of nudes, you know,
Monet's. But...
Yes, exactly. L'Enchant sur l'Herbe, that is hanging in Musée d'Orsay in France, yet you cannot, you know, send one of yourself is somehow a crime, I just think is bizarre. Mm-hmm. But what I told the dad that I was more concerned about, and I will be discussing this with my son, is that you have to, there's an element of trust there, and I certainly hope that he did not dispense that photo.
Sure.
Because she did not send that to anyone other than him. So to me, the element of trust is paramount, as well as it's my hope that he is not using disparaging remarks against this girl because she complied. You know, there's mm-hmm. nothing worse than the idea of having sex with someone, then they turn around and call you a
slut.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to think if I was allowed to say that word or not. But
oh,
I,
no,
yeah.
It's, yeah, sure, it's fine.
That's, I think, bad manners. So.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of that, I mean, we can talk about the psychological roots of that, and I think that is kind of a pathological idea, the idea that, you know, women are only good for sex, and then once they give it to you, like, they're a slut because they gave it to you.
Right.
And, you know.
If they don't give it to you, then they're a...
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I can say that word either. I know there are four. I've had to have timeouts before, so I'm a little cautious.
Don't worry.
Right.
Michelle,
so if you don't give it out, you're a tease. If you do, you're a slut.
Right. And for men, it's like the more sexual conquest they have in culture, that seems to be like there's the sky's the limit. The more they have, the better they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for women, the more they have, the worse they are, and the, you know, they're morally bad and all this, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. So clearly a huge double standard in mainstream culture. And,
but
know,
I think what you were getting at was the parental.
Yes. The idea of
yeah.
would they be better off if they were put in jail or if they were aggressed against by the police or the state? And I think the answer is a resounding no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure Michelle agrees. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more coming up. We got Jerry on the line. He wants to talk about guns, but you can give us a call, bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live will be back.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We certainly do appreciate you listening to us tonight. I am your host, Stephanie.
And I'm Brett.
I'm Michelle.
Yes, indeed. And we've been having a lot of great discussion, from guns to psychics, to sexting.
Yes.
We've been covering a lot of ground, but the common thread in all of it is that we are people who believe in the freedom to live your life as you choose, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, and the freedom to be free from aggression from other people.
And the state.
Including those who wear blue and green costumes and call themselves government, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that that's part of the gun issue as well that I wanted to mention, that gun ownership, and maybe more specifically open carrying, is in many ways a statement that I'm not silly enough to pretend that it's somebody else's responsibility to protect me, especially if the only evidence that those people have shown of, you know, their interest in me is aggression and threats and demands and inconveniences.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't pretend that those people are somehow also responsible for protecting me. I'm a self-owner. That's my responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, actually, we do have someone on the phone who does want to talk about guns. So maybe we can bring him on. Jerry, listening in Portsmouth, Virginia on WTAR. Jerry, are you there with us?
Yes.
Awesome. So what did you want to say about the Second Amendment, about guns?
Good evening, ladies. And it was more in concern of the Second Amendment, more so than the topic of guns, which go hand in hand. But I am always amazed, to make a few long stories very short. I was a volunteer for a gentleman who was running against an incumbent. He was running under the little known Constitution Party here in Virginia. He knew he didn't have a chance probably to win, but he wanted to at least run and bring out some points, and of course he lost. And one of his pieces on his placard was pro Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. And prior to seeing that, I was going to investigate exactly how the wording of the Second Amendment was worded back in the 1700s, of course. Mm-hmm. And then I remember, within that short time frame span, I saw an episode of All in the Family where Archie Bunker and the Meathead had a spirited discussion, let's put it that way, of this issue, and in saying all that, there is no way, and I'm trying to keep this as lighthearted as possible,
sure.
because it is kind of serious, that the Second Amendment, in its wording, if we choose not to amend or to do anything about it, if you're honest with the Constitution and you read the Second Amendment in its wording, then this is not going to make your male host very, very happy, perhaps. But there's no privilege, there is no right in the United States for private ownership of guns.
I don't derive my rights from the Constitution, so.
Oh, okay. Yep. Oh, okay. Well, that's the big divide. Then that is the big continental divide.
Jerry, who does believe that the Constitution grants rights to people?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, it doesn't. When I read the Second Amendment, it, our founding fathers, in regards to the wisdom that you either hold to them, or the foolishness that they, or the lack of insight that they might have had, or the insight that they might have had
mm-hmm.
to this point, the Second Amendment does call for a well-regulated militia. And a militia always counts at least in the plural sense, so it has to be at least two or more. Preferably more, of course, but it never in the Second Amendment gives an individual the privilege, like, let's say, a driver's license, for example. It doesn't give an individual...
Oh, now you're going to start talking about the Interstate Commerce Clause? Really?
Well, I have the language of it right here. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, again, I think that this is already beyond the point. Like Michelle said, I don't think that I derive my, I'm not even going to call them rights, my liberties as a human being from this document.
Yeah.
I think that children and prisoners get privileges. Like, I'm a human being, and I just have these liberties, and one of them is to protect myself.
Yeah, the phrase in there, free state, jumped out at me, and of course we're here for the Free State Project, but which is maybe somewhat of an oxymoron. There are some people who think it should be called the No State Project.
Right.
But the phrase free state, I mean, I'm more interested in a free state of mind or being a free person. I don't necessarily want to, you know, a free government sort of seems a little oxymoronic to me. What do you think about that, Jerry?
You know, I can appreciate that thought. On the other hand, the Constitution, and it sounds like it's I don't want to put words or thoughts in your collective minds, but it sounds like you not only don't adhere to the Constitution, but you don't at least and I'm not picking on New Hampshire when I say this, but the Free State and New Hampshire program is what this is all about. That you would like to at least not so much do away with it, but you don't adhere to the founding principles that the Constitution was adopted
Real
on.
Real quick, there's
it doesn't take anybody without eyes to know that
Jerry, are you a Christian?
Private ownership of guns in 1800s and 1900s and within this 21st century, it has been ignored in regards to that militia role in the Constitution being in there. And
all right, Jerry, how about Michelle's question? Are you a Christian?
Jerry, a lot of constitutionalists are also Christians whom I know, and so I'm just wondering, are you a Christian?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Me too.
And it's shaky, and it's
Well, even if you're not hanging on to him, he's hanging on to you. But there's something, there's a point about that, though, I want to make. And that is that, you know, you, as a Christian, pledge your allegiance to God. And if you pledge your allegiance to anyone else, that is idolatry. And that includes pledging allegiance to the state and to a federal government. So you might want to reconsider whether or not you derive your rights from God, as you and I would define God. You know, not everyone's going to agree on that. But for you and I, you know, using Jesus Christ as the standard, then you might want to consider the fact that he was basically what I would call an anarchist, and he did not obey the government. And so when you think of the liberty that you as a human being have, you know, some of us believe that we are free to be humans because we're humans. We have a neocortex, and that's what separates us from animals and a limbic system.
And we're responsible for our actions.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so you might want to reconsider whether or not you have the opportunity to act as a human being, and therefore, by definition, are free. Because you're a human, and that's how you were created, or because the Constitution, a man-made piece of paper that can be destroyed and amended, is where you get your freedom.
And one more thought, too. When you say you do not adhere to the Constitution, there's nothing in the Constitution for me to adhere to, because the Constitution is not for me. The Constitution was a document that supposedly was set up to bound the growth of government. Now, empirically, 230, 240 years later, we can look back at it and say either what it really was something that allowed the government to grow into the most powerful, invasive government that the world has ever seen, or it was a complete failure to contain it. But either way, it didn't work, and either way, it is not really particularly relevant in my life. And it has no bearing on my life because it's not for me. It was for the government.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that. I certainly don't agree with it, but I appreciate you saying it. And in regards to...
All right, then if you instead of just saying I don't agree with it, tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, I will try to go, well, not to undermine it, but to refer to what, I can't remember what her name is. I think,
Michelle,
she was asking me if I was a Christian, and it does say in the epistles, and it does say in...
Oh, you're not going to say to obey the law of the land, are you?
Oh, no. All right, Jerry, we got to move on. Thanks so much for the call tonight. We will keep discussing this issue. This is Free Talk Live. You can always weigh in with your thoughts. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. More coming up when we return for Hour 3. We've got Scott online who wants to talk about guns, too. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.